This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right. Hello, DC. Welcome to... It's the Chris Russell Show, but this is Ben Standing. I cover the Washington Commanders for The Athletic. It is, what is it? It's 1 o'clock here on Friday. I'm with you until 4 o'clock. Excited to be here. I have hosted a handful of shows in the past over here for 980. The first one, though, in a minute. Excited to be here with you. Not as the main topic of the day isn't that exciting, of course. The Capitals are out of the playoffs, falling last night to the Carolina Hurricane. We're going to talk about that. I'm going to have Steve Wino from the Associated Press join us in the 2 o'clock hour to give us some real insight as to the Capitals' this series and as to what happened, where this team kind of goes forward. I'm also going to clearly lean into my Commanders coverage. We'll talk a bunch about that. I'll give you my thoughts on, I know there's been a lot of talk about what does this team do next? Does it get another edge rusher? I'm going to kind of go through the roster and look at it like, hey, instead of maybe constantly focusing on what they don't have, let's focus on where they have improved or maybe other places that there could be warrant some changes. Nikki Jabala from the Washington Post will also join us at 2 o'clock. And then it's also NBA playoff time. And my guy, Fred Katz, who used to be here in D.C. covering the Wizards. He covers the NBA for The Athletic. He will join me at 3 o'clock to help preview both the Celtics-Knicks Game 6 as well as discuss Denver, Oklahoma City, and the rest of the NBA playoffs. But I'm excited, again, to be here with you. I've got our guy, Maximilian. Max.
Got it right.
Dude, I love the name Maximilian. I mean, the Inglorious Bastards.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that scene there, great. Great name. You should go by that. I'm gonna throw it out there.
I understand it flow like Maximilian. It flows very well. But if somebody asks me my name and I say Maximilian, I come off as pretentious. So I have to say Max. I'm kind of hemmed in, you know.
I feel you. I'm just, you know, just throwing it out there. Maybe it's something, a change you make when you get you get a little more seasoning. I don't know.
We'll there you see. Go. Yeah, I like that.
It's a branding thing. We'll see. All right, but Max, look, we've got to start with the Caps. And look, we're going to take your calls at 301-230-0980, particularly, you know, in a little bit here. You want to call in about the Caps. You want to call, invent a way or discuss what you kind of think this team is going forward. And, of course, I'll also take your calls on the Commanders because, obviously, that's going to be my strength. I'm not Mr. Hockey. I know that, Max, though, you are a big-time fan of this team. I grew up as one. Let me not act like I'm some outsider. I mean, I still get the shakes when I hear the name Pat LaFontaine. I watched all those overtimes back in the day. I was at when the Caps lost in the Stanley Cup to the Red Wings. I was there for game four. And of course, I've been following along for this Ovechkin era, but I don't live and die with it the way I know many of you do. To me, this is like, look, it's tough and I hate to say it, but it's kind of expected. This is what has happened throughout the past, you know, 16, 20 years, whatever. I don't want to pin it on Ovechkin, but it's easy to call it the Alex Ovechkin era because it's, you know, everything turned, obviously, when he arrived in 2005. But I'll just, Max, you can be the voice of the fans here. Where are you at today with this? Are you sad? Are you depressed? Are you just taking it in as, you know, kind of, this is kind of what happens?
Well, yeah. I mean, I would be remiss if I didn't say, like, I've watched this team for 20 years, and I would be lying to you if I didn't say I wasn't expecting it to happen last night. Because I told AMAC and Brian right here yesterday that as far as I'm concerned, they're dead until they show me life, and they showed me a little bit of life on that dirty Bevilier goal to tie it at 1-1. They showed me a lot of life during the third period, and it still wasn't enough. Logan Thompson lets in a really tough goal on a sharp angle, twice,
I mean,
once to Jordan's
goals, right?
Yeah,
I mean, they were
both
crazy
those goals
angles.
Are sharp angles, and it's tough, man. Especially when like there's so much buzz around this team for an entire season. Nobody expected them to come out and play as well as they did together. And that's the other thing is like the togetherness and unity of this team, like the as Charlie Lindgren calls it, the agape love. It was special. It felt like a team of destiny type of thing. And it always hurts to see the team that you think is going to win it all. RIP to my 70-1 preseason ticket, by the way.
Yeah.
That you think can go all the way. But credit to Carolina. They were absolutely the better team through the entirety of the series. They were faster. They just played more cohesive. The Caps just could never really stymie anything that Carolina got going aside from game two. In game two, I thought the Caps did really, really well at responding, at not giving them a lot of room, at gumming the works in front, like in the slot in front of the goal. But yeah, it hurts right now. Hopefully Alex Ovechkin doesn't retire early. That would be my big concern, but I don't think that's going to happen.
It sounds like he'll be back next year, I would imagine.
I believe he's said as much that he'll be back next year. But, you know, you never really know what the next few months can bring. Maybe he's enjoying the summer. He's like, yeah, I beat Wayne Gretzky. I think I'm good. I climbed the mountaintop, you know?
That is an interesting point, the fact that he has already now set the record. I mean, I know
there's still 900, but...
Right, still get there, and obviously push it out as far as you can, but that is interesting. I'll just broaden it out to the bigger picture, and like I said, we'll talk more in the 2 o'clock hour with Steve Wino from the Associated Press about this team and where things are at right now. And look, I do think because this season came out of nowhere... a lot more success than anybody was imagining. There's a lot of reason to be optimistic going forward. And I wondered myself, like, when were they just going to let this thing sort of die out until Ovechkin set the record? And you know, not that they necessarily went out and made, like, the biggest, splashiest moves, but they've made a lot of successful plays. They've got guys coming up, you know, even all the way down to Ryan Leonard being a new piece that was added late in the year.
And they've got a lot more in the works, too.
Yeah, so there's a lot of reason to look forward. But I do wonder, and I'll ask Steve this later, was last night kind of the end of the old era? Even if Ovechkin comes back, like, look, he's still obviously an incredible goal scorer, but he's now much more limited as an overall player. And I don't think you can, like, not saying that they were necessarily building the team around him, but at the same point, clearly he's a massive factor. I do wonder if this was the moment where they have to start saying, okay, we have to like start moving forward, even if he's here. Maybe same thing with Carlson. And look, not to, you know, pour salt in the wounds or anything, but I just think it's such a fascinating scenario that like this last 20 years with Ovechkin has been absolutely a great time. Again, all-time great player, all-time leading goal scorer. He, you know, just flat, you know, flashy, dynamic. He plays hard, doesn't miss games. And, of course, he had plenty of help over the years. Nick Backstrom, TJ Oshie, Carlson, and so on. 11 division titles, 3 President's Cups, and yet, and of course, the Stanley Cup, let me not sleep on that. And yet to only have made it out of the second round one time. Like, if you're in this for the enjoyment, for the day-to-day, that you care as much about a Tuesday night game against Winnipeg as you do, the playoffs always matter more, but it gives you as great joy if they win as it does game two of a playoff series. Then the last 20 years have been great. But if you do put more emphasis on the playoffs, which is typically how we in this country view sports, I don't know how it can be viewed as anything but underachieving over the course of this time. And again, the regular season counts. You gotta win games in order to become a team that's won 11 division titles and 3 President's Cups. But it's crazy. I mean, look, they have made it out of the second round one more time than the Wizards.
Yeah.
And the Wizards, other than a few years here and there, haven't done much. The Commanders last year, look, it was the furthest they had gotten since 1991. And they did not win the Cup. They didn't get to the Super Bowl. But they have now made it out of that second round as many times as the Caps have. The Nats, same thing. Nats and Caps, very similar histories here. Again, only one out one time, and they made it. They won the World Series. But, you know, the Caps were starting, you know, the first several years after they moved here, they were really kind of rebuilding. It's just so tough. Like, it's going to me feel like, in the end, it'll be fascinating to see how history looks at this. This was the era that turned, I don't know if it turned Washington into a hockey town, but it brought a whole generation of fans together, multiple generations, in fact, to root for this team. And yet, to not get out more than one time of the second round is just crazy. And it's going to be interesting to see how history kind of looks back on this. And it'll be interesting to see how this moves forward here for sure, because whether Alex Ovechkin is back or not next year, it does feel to me, at least, as somebody who does not live with this day to day, that this may be the moment where it's officially moving forward towards what's to come and highlighting some of these younger players, as the real, I guess you can't say face of the franchise, as long as Ovechkin is literally here, but at the same time, what you're going to have to build around. But we'll talk more about that for sure. What I also want to talk about, though, of course, is the Washington Commanders. Commanders talks never dies in this town, especially when you have a Commanders insider reporter hosting a 3-hour radio show. And I get questions constantly about what now, Ben? What else do they need to do? Do they need to add another edge rusher? They didn't draft one. Aren't they missing that? Isn't that a huge deal? And I'm not here to tell you that you're wrong. But I am here to say that you can't always solve all your problems in a single offseason. And I think maybe we're doing a disservice to what they did do this offseason by constantly focusing on what they didn't or what maybe they still need to do. So what I wanted to do was kind of go through the roster and tell you where I think each of the position groups kind of stands, what to look for as we go towards training camp and OTAs, and what to consider where they may need some help and where changes could be had. I'm going to get to the offense here in a moment, and we'll do that in the next segment here on the Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, Ben Standig is here. I'm sitting in for Chris Russell today with you till 4 o'clock. We'll talk about the Capitals' playoff exit, what this means for this franchise going forward. We'll do that later. We already talked a little bit about that at the top. We'll do it a little bit later in the show, and we'll get to some NBA playoffs in the 3 o'clock hour. But I do want to get to some Commanders' thoughts. As some of you know, I cover the Washington Commanders for The Athletic, have done so for some time. I also host a podcast. I guess I could mention that, hopefully. The Last Man Standing podcast covering the Commanders. And look, obviously, this is the main topic that everybody talks about here in town is all things Washington. And, you know, this is a bit of a lull right now. We're after the draft. The schedule has come out. We can talk about that a little bit as well. But I know for me, the constant question that I get is what now? Like, hey, what happened here? They didn't draft an edge rusher. Did they really upgrade there? Is the defense done enough? I think people are generally comfortable with the offense. But I think that's important as well, because if we're going to discuss what they haven't done or what maybe they need to do, should we discuss what they have done and why, whether it's enough, whether there's other positions that might need some attention beyond the edge rusher. And so I wanted to start that with the offense. And look, again, what we can probably rip through the offense a little bit quicker than we can the defense, but I want to go through these positions here. And also, this is a little bit of a look as a way, way, way too early look at the 53. So let's just start here quickly. Quarterback. I think we know they're good there. Jaden Daniels, Marcus Mariota, they're set. They signed Josh Johnson, who has been around with every team in the league, seemingly. An older guy, a little surprising to me that they brought him in as a potential third quarterback, because I would have thought you would go for somebody younger or just see if Sam Hartman is ready to be the, you know, third guy. Last year he was the fourth behind Jeff Driskel, because Mariota only is here for the 1 year deal. He could of course re-sign. We don't know, but you know, you want potentially to have that backup ready. Josh Johnson's not the longer-term answer. Regardless, those are the four quarterbacks I expect to see in camp. There's really nothing else to see here other than Jaden Daniels is the end-all, be-all. That schedule with all the primetime games, they've got 8 standalone games, 5 primetime games. That's not even counting the, that includes the Madrid game. That includes a Christmas Day game. That is about Jaden Daniels. I think if you've been at a Mount Rushmore right now of players in the league that are exciting to the watchers, you could put Mahomes on there. You could put Lamar Jackson on there. I would guess you would maybe say Saquon Barkley after what the Eagles just did and what he did. I think Jaden Daniels is right there. That's what this schedule tells you. The NFL wants the Washington Commanders on your screens because Jaden Daniels is that exciting. And now we'll get to see what he does in year two. It's still crazy. He's only going to his second year. It was just, as we know, a wildly, wildly impressive rookie year. All right, let's get to the running backs. They didn't do a ton here. They brought back their top three from last year, Brian Robinson, Austin Eckler, Jeremy McNichols. They draft Ja'Cory Krosky-Merritt in the seventh round. And then you still have Chris Rodriguez and some of the other guys who, probably more likely practice squad, but you never know. We'll see. What's interesting here to me is my take was going into free agency in the draft, they need more speed on offense. And I didn't so much care if it was a receiver or running back, but they needed more. And they ended up getting Jalen Lane, the wide receiver returner at Virginia Tech with a 4.34 speed, drafted him in the fourth round. If you want to include Deebo Samuel in here as well, he's not like a real burner, but obviously, yards after the catch is a huge deal for him, and he'll make some plays out of the backfield as well. But they largely, essentially kept that same group. And my wonder is, is that going to be enough? Brian Robinson was effective at the first half of last year, but really faded, the run game in general faded down the stretch. And, the thing with Robinson is he's not a three down back at all. When he's in there and Jaden Daniels drops back the pass, you pretty much can write off Robinson either as a pass threat, as a guy who's going to go out into the coverage. He may, be there for a short pass, a screen or something along those lines. Not a screen, but, something into the flat. But he's not a great blocker necessarily. He's okay, but he's not ideal. Austin Eckler, the concerns are the concussions. We get that. But when he played last year, he was still very effective, even when he came back from that second concussion. And Jeremy McNichols is solid across the board. Again, not a guy you're ever going to lean on as a primary back. And, he ideally is never going to be one of your top two. But he showed last year he could fill in when needed. I wonder about Ja'Cory Krosky-Merritt, though. It is insane. Insane to project a seventh-round pick as being anything more than maybe just special teams help or sneaks onto the roster as a rookie. And I'm not, that is 100% fair. What's interesting though here is I've talked to people who said to me, look, Ja'Cory Krosky-Merritt to them is somebody who would have been picked higher in this draft, maybe say the fifth round, if essentially he hadn't missed his entire last season at Arizona because of some eligibility issues from earlier in his career, a very bizarre story. You can find it online. I don't want to hold us up here with that. But the bottom line is this guy has got three down potential. He's incredibly shifty. He gives them an element out of the backfield they don't have otherwise. Kevin Sheehan has pointed this out many times before that if you look at the history of seventh round running backs, other than Isaiah Pacheco with the Chiefs, there's not a history here of guys becoming, players. But if you look at Krosky-Merritt as a player that was underdrafted because he slipped, he was literally the last running back picked in the draft, but he slipped because he didn't play last year. And maybe teams just didn't have a good enough feel for him. He looks the part to me in terms of his body, seeing him at camp, 5'11", 208. If he shows something here in OTAs and in veteran minicamp, you can't make too many judgments off of these practices, right? No pads, it's very light stuff. Even in a training camp, running backs, it's hard to assess because of the lack of pads typically and no tackling. But I do wonder, is there a world where if he shows them, hey, he can be a piece here, A, they may end up keeping four, which is more than they typically had last year, but is there a world where they decide, maybe we're better off having a guy like him with Eckler and McNichols because when they're in the game, the defenses don't know as much if we're going to run or pass, whereas Robinson, it's a little more obvious. And I do wonder if you're going to say to me, what's this year's Jahan Dotson move? What's the player who's not on this team week one that would surprise us right now? I do wonder if Brian Robinson's that answer. Again, I'm not reporting this or anything. I'm not saying I've heard whispers that they're going to move him. I'm just looking at this from how to maximize this offense. And I think that's one of the ways to get it done. They obviously should have better blocking this year with Laremy Tunsil, and now you're adding Josh Connerly. Does Brandon Coleman perhaps move inside to guard and start? We'll see. So I think that's an area of interest to me. There's nothing out there in free agency at running back that's going to make make a difference. Nick Chubb is out there, but he's, you know, injuries have sapped him from his, you know, Pro Bowl level abilities in years past. Unless he shows a team that, hey, physically he's ready to go, you know, I don't think that's going to make a move. And there's really nobody else in free agency that matters. But will they keep four running backs? I don't know. So I think that's something to at least keep an eye on as we move forward. Ben Standing here talking to you guys on the Team 980, filling in for Chris Russell. I'm with you until 4 o'clock right now, talking about the Commanders rosters on the offense. And then you get to receiver. I think we have a pretty good feel, right, for this group? Terry McLaurin, Deebo Samuel, Noah Brown, Luke McCaffrey, Jalen Lane. I think it's fair to pen those guys in, barring injury, as the top five receivers. And look, you've got with Deebo Samuel, that's the real question. How healthy is he going to be? How effective is he going to be? He wasn't really either of those things last year for the most part. Washington didn't give up much, a fifth round pick, to take the risk that he can be that chunk player that they could use. And if he's hits, that is a big deal. Cliff Kingsbury will have a fun time playing with him in this group. But what happens after that? Michael Gallup, the former Cowboys receiver, you would think would be the sixth guy. My only thing here is that Michael Gallup, along with Noah Brown and Deebo Samuel and Terry McLaurin, are really not special teams players. And that would leave only McCaffrey and Lane for that. And it feels like that's maybe a bit high of a ratio here to have only two of your six receivers play special teams. Does that possibly open up something for, I don't know, undrafted free agent like Ja'Cory Brooks? That's probably a stretch. Or maybe only five receivers even make the team. I think to me, that's the question. You also have KJ Osborne in this mix as well. So I think I like the receiver room, but it's going to come down to Deebo Samuel and where is he at? I don't think they need to do anything else at this point, but it's just a matter of, you know, who's going to fill in the room at the end. Tight end's one of the easiest positions here. Zach Ertz, John Bates, Ben Sinnott. Boom. Lock those guys in. Colson Yankoff was a key special teams player last year as the fourth tight end. I would think he can make this team, but you can't probably have four running backs and four tight ends. So somewhere you're going to have to give. It doesn't have to be those positions. Maybe it's somewhere else. Zach Ertz was excellent last year. Does he stay healthy? That's the biggest wonder there with this group. And I know people ask me constantly, what's the deal with Ben Sinnott? I'll be honest with you, I'm not quite sure. I don't. If either Bates or Ertz had left, I don't know that Sinnott was necessarily the obvious replacement, but there is talent there. He did catch that pass from Tressway in the playoffs. So that's something to consider. But yeah, four tight ends to me would be the call right now. But again, I can't max out every position the way I might want. This is not how it's going to work out. And just quickly here with the offensive line, we know they added Laremy Tunsil. We know they drafted Josh Connerly. They're going to move Brandon Coleman around. Andrew Wiley still here. That's four guys who can play tackle. That's a pretty deep group all of a sudden there. I do wonder if we get to training camp and some team out there says they need a right tackle, do they call Washington and offer a day three pick next year for him? We'll see. But as of now, he could be in the mix to replace Sam Cosmi at guard. And then you've got counting Cosmi on the 53, even if he's not actually active week one. Cosmi, Nick Allegretti, Tyler Biadasz. Those guys are in for sure. And then I would have like Nate Herbig, a free agent that they signed, who could play guard or center, and Trent Scott as sort of the top nine. Chris Paul's still there. Michael Dieter was the backup center. He's still around. Julian Good-Jones has been on this practice squad for a couple years. I think the real fascinating point is, where does Brandon Coleman end up? Is he in the mix at right tackle with Connerly? Does he battle Allegretti at left guard? Do they have him as the Cosmi fill-in at right guard? I would prefer him to pick a spot and not have to keep switching positions. But all this is interesting. The offensive line should be a lot better. And of course, that is only going to help Jaden Daniels. So again, I don't think there's a ton to worry about on offense. The running back one is interesting to watch. The rest of it is more about the depth and how that plays out. But the offense is improved. I think overall, helping Jaden Daniels is the way to go more than, say, spending assets on a pass rusher. I'm not saying they don't need that. I'm just saying maximize your strengths, especially when it's a second-year quarterback who looks as dynamic as Jaden Daniels does. All right, I want to get to the defense. We also want to take your calls at 301-230-0980. If you want to talk about what I'm saying here with regards to the Commanders roster, you want to still vent about the Capitals or share your view of where this franchise is right now, hit us up, 301-230-0980. Say hi to Maximilian when you call in. And up next, I'm going to tell you about this defensive line and why I think that the Commanders are more optimistic than I think a lot of people on the outside are. Ben Standick here on the Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing. No showroom markups. No pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back to the Team 980 on this Friday afternoon. Ben Standig here, Commanders reporter. I'm sitting in for Chris Russell and with you until 4 o'clock. Going to talk to my colleague on the beat, Nikki Jabala from the Washington Post, at the top of the hour to get her view on all things Commanders. And at 2:30 or so, we'll talk with Steve Wino from the Associated Press to give us the skinny on the Capitals' exit from the playoffs. In the last segment, I wanted to get into the Commanders roster overall, because we constantly are talking about what else do they need to do, what are some of the concerns, and not necessarily looking at some of the areas that they did get some help, and also other areas where maybe they could use a little bit more. So I just went through the offense. I do want to go through the defense now, and this is the group. You know, if you ask me, how do I assess this team going forward for this year? there's a lot of variables, right? You've got they have a tougher schedule. Last year, the injury bug was largely not an issue. We know that they did incredibly well, like over the top well, in games that came down to the last second or so. Is all that going to play out again? You can't say for sure. You never know. But obviously, you would think law of averages might get them a little bit. But the defense is really, on a just practical level, is where the variables comes in. If they're going to be a 10-plus win team or they're going to go under that, I think it's going to come down to likely how improved is the defense from last year. The run defense was rough. They ranked 30th in the league. Saquon Barkley must have given Joe Witt Jr. and Dan Quinn nightmares last year. It felt like it's every game he's busting up an 80-yard run for a touchdown. I think it's because he largely did exactly that. And they also, the pass rush was a bit inconsistent. Did they improve anywhere, though, in either of those areas? I think I'll say this. I think in my sense of how the organization is looking at the defensive line is that I think they got better against the run. Certainly this is the hope. The one big move that they made defensively in free agency was signing Javon Kinlaw, a former first-round pick by the 49ers when Adam Peters was there. So this is clearly a guy that Peters has liked. And injuries, honestly just kind of wrecked Kinlaw's time with the 49ers. But, even last year with the Jets, he played a fair amount, and it wasn't like he was crushing it. But their hope is that he can play sort of this elephant position that Dan Quinn's had in the past, where you have an edge rusher, or an edge defender who's more focused on the run, essentially, than getting after the quarterback. They also bring in Dietrich Wise, who's a player who's had some good sack numbers over the years. Nothing extraordinary, but he can get after the quarterback. But another guy who is more of a threat both against the run and getting after the quarterback. Whereas like Dante Fowler last year, I know people are like, hey, where are you replacing these 10.5 sacks? Well, don't forget, Dante Fowler, despite those 10.5 sacks, was essentially benched in the NFC Championship game because his run defense was problematic. And he's now, of course, on the Cowboys. But did they actually get better, though? Like, I mean, is that enough? I mean, look at the defensive end group right now. Dorrance Armstrong, who was here last year, Dietrich Wise, Cleveland Farrell, Javonte Jean-Baptiste. They signed Jacob Martin, Jalen Holmes. I mean, like, I can't sit here and tell you that group is going to scare opposing teams and have the defensive coordinators figuring out ways to combat that group. Now, of course, it's not just those players. You've got Daron Payne and Johnny Newton, likely the starting defensive tackles. Kinlaw can play in both spots. Eddie Goldman, they signed as a run defender. You've got Sheldon Day, who was effective last year as a reserve. So those players are in here as well. And look, if Daron Payne, frankly, can find his Pro Bowl form, if you can convince him, as is the case going into the 2022 season, that he is up for a contract, like, hey, Daron, if you don't turn things around, if you don't raise your level, you're going to get Jonathan Allen this offseason, and we're going to cut you with 1 year to go. Maybe that flips the switch for him, because if he can become a Pro Bowl player, that really reshapes the whole group. But without that, it is hard to say that this defensive line against the pass is going to be important. Against the run, this is where I think they believe that they have made improvements. So if that happens, and you look, I'm not saying they've done enough to stop Saquon Barkley from breaking one big play after another, but I am saying that they, maybe can get closer to like middle of the pack against the run. That may be an extreme. It's not just the defensive line, but that's at least the hope, that they can slow teams down. And, collectively, if everybody here, Armstrong and Wise and Jacob Martin, has had some notion of pass rush success, and I'm not even factoring Frankie Louvu, we'll get to the linebackers, and Payne and Newton, who, Johnny Newton gets to have a full offseason after having two ankle surgeries last year, two surgeries last year. If all that plays out, then maybe they can get enough. But it's hard to look at this pass rush and think, boy, they have enough. The problem is, I think the ship has sailed on really getting legit help. I mean, what they really need is younger players who are athletic. Javonte Jean-Baptiste, their seventh rounder last year, is the only one of these guys who's under 25 years old, the only edge rusher. You know, anything they get out of him is a bonus, realistically. And the players who are available in free agency, your Jadeveon Clowney's, Von Miller, Matthew Judon, and others, we're talking guys who are over 30, who, you know, can still get you some sacks, but they're on the back end of their career. Washington could have drafted, as we know, defensive ends. They could have taken Donovan Ezeraku, among others, at pick 29. They instead went for Connerly, which I'm totally fine with. But that's going to be the key. I think if they really did do enough to help the run, even to a degree at the expense of the pass rush, I think that's okay. If you can get teams in more obvious passing downs, then that allows you to, you know, pin your ears back and all that. So that's going to be the really interesting point, hopefully for them, that they will have made enough strides against the run to help this defense. If not, and without those obvious pass rushers, now you're looking in some potential trouble. I would say don't expect any notable signings until training camp. The veterans, they don't want to be here for OTAs. These guys who are sitting out there on the street, unless you're going to make it worth their while financially, they'd rather hang out, work out on their own, and then show up at training camp or sometime, maybe even a week into training camp. But I would say be patient on that front if you're expecting them to get some defensive line help. I think it's possible, but I think they want to look at what they have and then make a call down the line. Ben Standick here on the Team 980 talking about the Commanders roster, where some of the concerns still lie, and where are some of the areas that they did help the cause. We get the linebacker, Bobby Wagner, Frankie Louvu. You know, clearly those are the two mainstays here. Louvu had a phenomenal season last year. Absolutely crushed it as far as a free agent addition. Got after the pass rusher, provided just energy, play after play after play. I loved what he did there against the Eagles, diving over the pile at the end of, late in that NFC Championship game, and people made fun of it, and what are you doing? It's a disgrace to try to stop the tush push. Hey, it shows a guy who is willing to do what it takes. Why isn't he allowed to make that kind of, to make whatever play he can? Fine, if he gets penalized, you know, for going offsides, and so be it, but he should, you know. I appreciate the guy who's willing to try whatever it takes to stop this. Bobby Wagner, his intangibles are off the charts. His leadership, his instincts, all that is great. His speed, though, is lacking. They need this defensive line to create more opportunities for him so he can use his vision and his instincts to attack the plays. If he's left to have to deal with it athletically because the offensive linemen or blockers are on him, that's where I think things can get into trouble. They draft Cade Madrano to give more speed. We'll see where he factors in. Can Jordan McGee be healthy this year? Maybe he gets more playing time as well. It's a fine group. The question will be ultimately, you know, is there a Wagner replacement down the line? McGee or Madrano, we'll see about that. Cornerback is another area, though, that I think they did make some good strides. Max, you're a Commanders fan, right?
I sure am.
All right.
Hang on for me.
If I tell you that last year, as a reminder, their cornerback room going into week one.
Oh.
Benjamin St. Juste.
Yes.
Emmanuel Forbes.
Yes.
Mike Davis.
I unfortunately do remember him.
Noah Igbinoghene, who obviously
did
have a good year. Like, what a room, right? I mean, Mike Davis essentially was dropped from the rotation after Malik Nabers, you know, really torched him in week two. And Emmanuel Forbes didn't make it out of the season before he was cut. They had to move Mikey Sandersdale outside, even though they drafted him to be a slot guy because they were so desperate. And now, obviously, St. Juste, who also kind of fell out of the rotation once the Marshawn Lattimore trade happened. Like, that's where they were a year ago. Now, you've got Marshawn Lattimore, who we all saw it. He wasn't particularly good last year following the trade. The hope, of course, is that the hamstring injury that saddled him will be much improved and that they get the guy who's closer to that four-time Pro Bowl form than not. They draft Trey Amos in the second round. You can say, if it makes you feel even better about that pick, that he could have gone in the first round, cool. But he's a good fit for this defense. Press corner, good size, good speed. If he's healthy and ready to go, that's an upgrade. Jonathan Jones, they signed from New England, can play slot and outside. tough guy for, even though he's not the biggest guy, he's willing to engage against the run and has been a solid vet in his career. And then, of course, Mikey Sanders still and Noah Igbinoghene still. If Amos is ready to, you know, start early, then maybe Sanders still goes back to the slot. If not, he's ready to go.
So I have a question about Amos.
Yeah. On the surface, I'm saying that's so much better on paper than where they were a year ago. But go ahead. What do you got?
Is there... there was a lot going around like the past, week or two, just kind of about the back injury. Is there any, and they, I know the team has come out and said there's been no concern, but is there anybody inside who's concerned at all? Or is that just fan talk being like, oh, this is a thing that, could be bad later in the season?
You know, it's always the tricky part to discuss the medical. Look, obviously they drafted him. They wouldn't have done it if they felt concerned. Now, other teams may have decided, you know what, we're going to go in a different direction, whether it's at the same position or just another position. And he did slip further down the board than expected.
I mean, when you hear back injury, you usually your immediate reaction is like,
oh, yeah, no doubt. It's definitely a wonder. But, you know, look, Montez Sweat slipped from like a top 10 or 15 pick down to 26 because of a heart issue. He obviously, as far as we know, has not had any
issues. Seems just fine.
You know, John Allen slipped from like top five to the 17th pick because of the shoulder concerns. You know, that never really factored in. So, you know, you never know how these things go. Hopefully for Washington, it works out like those two did, and they get great value. But, you know, again, on the surface, cornerback, again, if we're going to lament about the defensive end group, just remember that the cornerback room is far better on paper than it was a year ago. And that was an area that they had to improve, especially in the division. Again, CeeDee Lamb, A.J. Brown, Malik Nabers, the Cowboys add George Pickens, Devontae Smith. Like, they need corners. And they were the numbers didn't show a tough secondary last year, but they were not great. And, you know, they need to be better. They should be better with this group. And then the safety room, just quickly, obviously they lose Jeremy Chinn, replaced with Will Harris. Quan Martin's back. Percy Butler, Jeremy Reeves, Tyler Owens. I don't think the loss of Chinn is going to be huge, but he was impressive down the stretch, and we'll see what Will Harris can do there. They missed that hard-hitting element, perhaps, but Quan Martin's a rising player. He played last year with some shoulder injuries, and he still was pretty good. So I think the defense can be better, especially in the secondary. We'll see about the pass rush. I do agree that it's the biggest issue for sure. Max Okuda, we'll take a break here, and then you'll tell me when we'll come back. All right, we're going to take a break. We've got more Commanders talk, and if you want to call in, 301-230-0980. Ben Standing with you till 4 o'clock here on the Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule.
Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.